It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by LinkSoul. Go to LinkSoul.com and by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to NestBedding.com.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
The sign by Langoliers, the wine and the 0-2 from Mason Miller. Swing and a miss. Got him on a slider, and it is 7 no-hit innings for Mason Miller.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. A tough loss for the A's once again at Progressive Field as Cleveland just dominates the A's this season, going 6-1, a run differential of plus 33. Vince, I wish we had something more exciting to talk about, a little more better news.
Yeah, we're all rooting for Stephen Vogt, but come on. I mean, this is this is a little much, don't you think? Going 1-6 in his maiden voyage as a big league manager against the team that made him Stephen Vogt? What the heck? I mean, look, they are a well-oiled machine. We've talked about it all weekend.
Yeah.
And we talked about it today. You know, when Arias stepped up in the fourth inning, look, Bo Naylor strikes out. It's not the end of the world for them because they're so confident that somebody else is going to get the job done. And when the big guy gets chances with men on base and you can't hide from him, and that was the case for Naylor with the bases loaded in the seventh inning, and even 0-2, you can't make a mistake, which it was. It was right down the middle. And Naylor with 7 RBIs this weekend just pounced all over it. You know, the A's were battling back. It seemed like this is a chance to stay in this game all the way till the very end. And then that big blow really kind of unraveled things for the A's and any chance for them to salvage a win this weekend.
Yeah, you got to give them a ton of credit. They got the best record. They got the most wins in the American League. I mean, you start looking at where they were last year, just kind of lost, and they didn't have a great year in Terry Francona's last season. But they didn't reach 15 wins last year till May 6th, and now they're standing here today 16-6.
Yeah, I mean, what are they doing well? They pitch well. Their bullpen especially pitches well. They lead the league in runs scored. They lead the league with runners in or second and runners in scoring position. They have a chain that is well connected 1-9 with their offense. And they won today scoring 6 runs without Jose Ramirez in the lineup. When those things are happening, that's when you're really in some high cotton when those things are happening. And there'll be times where they're going to struggle, but you enjoy these kinds of days if you're the Guardians. And right now, they can do no wrong. And the Athletics have just got to find a way to get out of this funk. I mean, what, a dozen more strikeouts today, Towny? They've got to find a way to make contact and put the bat on the ball. At least Zach Geloff got a couple hits today, which was encouraging. You know, Ryan Noto's starting to show some signs. And, you know, Rooker's, he said 4 home runs, and he missed 2 weeks, and he's tied for the team lead. So things that you're kind of grasping to, but they need help. And the A's have got to find a way to just trust yourself. And if you don't get the job done, trust the guy behind you.
And a tale of two different starts. The A's are 0-5 in Ross Stripling starts. He's 0-5. Tanner Bibee, Cleveland's 5-0 in his starts. So it's just it's rough. And the thing, too, is you guys are going to get on a flight, and it's not like, well, we're sleeping and get ready for tomorrow night. It's ready to go tomorrow morning.
Yeah, quick turnaround, you know, especially for somebody that's going there for the first time. It's going to be intimidating. I would imagine there'll be countless A's rookies that will walk out on that field before batting practice and bring out their cameras and bring out their phones and kind of film, give themselves a panoramic view of the stadium in the Bronx. It's not the old gal that used to be across the street, but it's still Yankee Stadium, and it still has a ton of history. And those ghosts, they always seem to show up. And when you go there for the first time, you are really taken in. And I think it's Marcotte and the coaching staff's hope, and in some respects, their responsibility to tell the guys, just play the game. I know where you're at. I know the atmosphere. Do your best to be who you are. Let's find out who we are and make that work on a consistent basis, because it's going to be a challenge there. For sure.
Yeah, for some of these young guys, I don't even know if they've even been to New York City. And really, probably more important than even talking about the ballpark is when you take the bus ride in and you see, wow, it's New York City. It's a big deal. And I think we can talk more about this once you guys get to the Bronx, is what I always like for young players going in there. And, like, let's face it, the Yankees weren't very good but last year. But when you look at when you go to Yankee Stadium, their players have – big contracts. They're who you want to be. You want a $200 million or whatever the annual value of a deal is. They got a lot of high priced players. That's the kind of guy you want to be in your career.
Yeah, and you want to be able to handle pressure, and there's probably no more pressure to perform than at Yankee Stadium. And, you know, as we joke about the saying, you make it here, you can make it anywhere, they take that seriously. And even with Aaron Judge, who's really struggling, he's third in the league in strikeouts, and he still stands up to the media, and he got booed yesterday. So, I mean, it's a unique place to play. It's a fun place that every player should experience, and you hope that that does something inside the player, to your point. Like, man, this is what it's all about. This is why you put on the uniform. This is why you're fortunate enough to get to the highest level of the sport and try to do things on that baseball field. And when you do, you become beloved. And that's what the A's are going to see this week and try to take a piece of that with them before they wrap up the road trip in Baltimore.
Yeah, they got the win today over the Rays 5-4. Having a very good year, the Yankees a good start, and you'll get to see Juan Soto for the first time off to a great start. Yankees are 15-7. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. Where have I heard that before?
I think it's at the end of their games, and they played really loud.
Some guy, who is that guy? Did some crooner sing this, something about that?
He's got blue eyes, as I recall.
Well, but yeah. I wish we could end on better circumstances, but have a cold one and enjoy. Now, it's a pretty quick flight, right?
Yeah, it's just an hour and a half, up and down.
All right, that's have a couple cold ones, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
We'll be ready, Tony. Thanks.
Take care, buddy. Yeah, the quick flight from Cleveland to New York. The number is 833-625-2278. I wish I had something better for you on a Sunday. Got to give Cleveland credit. You know, it's that old saying, the other guys get paid too. They're off to a great start. They're just flat out better. Where we are early in this season, Captain Obvious, but it's just they're just a way better baseball team. They do everything better. And if you did watch this series and you did watch every single inning, it plays out in front of you. Their 26 are far better than our 26. They do everything better. And you just start to wonder. When you look at the offense, I said this on Friday. I said it in the post-game show. I said it before the game on Ace Cast Live, our talk show. I said it in the pregame show. You're going to have to score runs on this road trip. Cleveland scores. New York scores. Baltimore's going to put up runs. If the pitching has to go out and just put up zeros every single inning, not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And now you're going to two ballparks that can – it's going to be cold – but you can light up Yankee Stadium. Short porch and right. I know Camden Yards is different now in left field, but still center to right field still has still kind of a bandbox. You're going to have to score. And the A's got to figure that out. Because putting up two runs and saying, pitching, please be perfect, that's not going to happen. It was a rough weekend, no question about it. We talk about the number 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. And a question I had last year is a question I have again on April 21st. I'll give it to you next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching. Win like nobody's business. And get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
Outfield straight away by Beacom. The third base out of the rubber delivers in the pitch. That swung on a drive to left field. It well going back. His Quan looks up and it is gone. A home run for Rooker. And the A's are on the board. It's 2-1. So Rooker hit that ball inside the left field foul pole in the first game of this series in a pinch hit assignment. And now he hits one about 35 feet to the right of the left field foul pole here today. A solo blast for Rooker, his fourth of the year, and it's a 2-1 ball game.
This is A's Clubhouse.
And that highlight brought to you by Corona. Now, I'm not going to be Debbie Downer on that. It's just another home run when the team's down. And it's not totally fair when you bring it up with Rooker, because obviously since he's been with the A's, they've lost a lot of games. 112 last year, now 14 this year. But it goes back to that conversation in the scrum between John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle and Mark Kotze when talking about the Ruiz home run. It's like, well, you know, he hit a hanger. It was kind of a yeah, but. And I just think, you know, with Rooker's numbers, because I know he hit one, I believe it was 167 last year with runners in scoring position. You know, and he had the opportunity in the seventh inning with two runners on, and he struck out. It's something in baseball that in other sports we do a much better job of is putting context to the numbers and performance. Baseball doesn't like doing that. Baseball likes controlling the narrative and saying when something's really good and when it's not. To kind of give you an example, we all love football. We all love the NFL. You know, if a guy scores some touchdowns late in a game, that will be talked about. It'll be like, well, yeah, that's great. He's got X amount of touchdown catches. But as we like to say, the game was in doubt. How many guys have you seen in the NBA put up points late in games when the game's in doubt? Or a guy that can score on a bad team, and there's a lot of movement in the NBA, and you get on a good team, and now you're not that guy. Well, on a bad team, yeah, you can chuck it up and score some points, but you get on a good team, you're not the main guy anymore, and you're not going to have those kind of numbers. Ron Harper was one of the great examples, if people remember old NBA, what he was on the Clippers, and then he goes to the Chicago Bulls with Jordan and the guys, and now he's not going to be that guy. So who's the real player? Is it the guy that played on the Clippers that stunk and he could score over 20? Or is it the guy that won championships and wasn't scoring and had a different role with the Chicago Bulls? You know, we see this in baseball all the time. It'd be like, this guy hit X amount of home runs. We don't put context into when the person hits the home runs. And that's why I will always have nothing but a lot of praise. And I'm looking at his bobblehead as the set you see that we have on the road for A's Cast Live that you see on YouTube. I sit at that desk while I do this show, and I got all these bobbleheads in front of me. I got Ricky Henderson, one of the greatest of all time. I got Raleigh Fingers, one of the greatest of all time. My man finally going into the A's Hall of Fame this year. My favorite, one of my favorite players all time. My favorite A's player, Jose Canseco. I got Jose's Rookie of the Year bobblehead from way back when. Love Jose. Yeah, he's crazy. I know he's crazy. I loved Jose, though. How do you not love Jose Canseco? Come on. You need nutty people in this world. I can't wait till he goes to the Hall. I can't wait for his Hall of Fame speech. I've been very fortunate to do some events with Jose. But the bobblehead I'm looking at right now as I speak to you is Chris Davis. Chris Davis had a stretch with the A's that was truly incredible. That we could put his home runs into context. We could say, listen, this guy hit X amount of home runs. I used to have it in front of me, but it's been years. But he hit X amount of home runs when the team either to tie games or when the game was tied or when the A's were in the lead. Like, he hit them when they mattered. He hit extra base hits when they mattered. He was one of the reasons why the A's were winning. And winning 97 games. He was a force. And we'd always laugh. How does he hit 247 every single year? Well, you know what? I didn't care. Like, he is a guy that I don't care what his batting average is. Chris Davis hits when it matters. There's guys on, he hits. His dingers, he's not hitting them when it's 10-1. And that's just kind of the tough thing, you know, just playing the thing with Rook. And I'm not coming down on Rook whatsoever. But it's like, you know, you look at the OPS, 782, and it's like, well, you hit a home run when the score then was what, 10-1? Today, I mean, first at-bat doesn't hit a home run. Then he comes up when the team's down 2-0, hits a solo shot. So a lot of the home runs the last 2 years, and once us, I got to say, it's not really fair because they've lost a lot of games, but a lot of these are in home runs or when solo shots, team's already down. Somebody's got a hit with guys on. Somebody. And the question that I had last year is, and this is early, but I'm starting to have it again, is, well, you got the right-handed lineup, you got the left-handed lineup, and neither one hits. So Rodon's going tomorrow. Lefty. Stack it with right-handed hitters. Right? And then you have a right-handed pitcher. Stack it with left-handed hitter. Well, neither one hits. And neither one generates runs because you scored two today, you scored three yesterday, you scored two the day before. You know, it's like, I get playing the matchup game. And ideally, you're playing guys that don't have reverse splits, so you're playing the splits game. And you're hoping that the lineup that you're putting out there, right-handed pitcher, left-handed hitters, or left-handed pitcher, right-handed hitters, is going to work out for you. But if that's not working, that was a question I had last year. Like, you know, maybe you need to settle in on, okay, these are the guys that if we're gonna succeed, or we're going to go down with these dudes. But baseball doesn't like to do that anymore. Baseball has the different lineups, the different matchups. Every single day is a different lineup. Every single day, guys are hitting in different positions. I love the versatility game, but I also love the continuity game. And when you don't have continuity and you don't score, then what? You're going to Yankee Stadium for four games. They are going to score. They are going to hit home runs. That's just a reality. You know, the Yankees' problems last year which we talked a lot about on A's Cast Live because I love ripping the Yankees, but they were, you know, they weren't very athletic. They were home run or bust, and they got ran off the field. They didn't play great defense. So if they didn't hit home runs, they didn't win. They didn't hit a lot of extra base hits. It was either singles or home runs. But this year, they're off to a good start. And they're, you know, they're in a scenario in a tough East where it's going to be, they're not going to feel sorry for you. They're not going to feel sorry for you whatsoever. They didn't hit a home run today.
Goodness gracious!
Roger Clemens is in the box! Juan Soto's off to a tremendous start, hitting .337 with over 1,000 OPS. As Vinny says, Judge is struggling. Judge had a hit today. But we know they're going to score. What are you going to do? They got to figure out something. Because you want to still feel like, okay, still got a puncher's chance. 8-14, don't like that. But you go into Yankee Stadium, have a good series, then you got Baltimore, then you'll be able to breathe after this. Because right now you can't breathe. Not a lot of oxygen going on right now. And tip your cap to Cleveland. Once again, best record, 16-6. Man, what a start for Stephen Vogt. 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Since we got Xfinity, our Wi-Fi goes all over the house. I can even stream in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through June 21st, get started with gig-speed internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and free Wi-Fi equipment included when you add unlimited mobile. Switch today. Requires paperless billing and autopay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Gig-speed Wi-Fi requires gig internet and Xfinity gateway. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity internet. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
You deserve extra. Extra Mile is where you get it. You don't just deserve breakfast. You deserve extra fresh Mile One coffee just the way you like it. You deserve more than a quick bite. You deserve an extra satisfying array of hot foods, extra good snacks, and fountain drinks that help you go the extra mile. Plus, with Extra Mile rewards, you can earn free stuff. Visit Extra Mile at select Chevron and Texaco locations. See program terms and conditions for details.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La 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 la.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Febreze car clips right on your vent.
Yeah,
you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right.
Yeah.
Breathe happy Febreze. La 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 la.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A swing and a line drive into center, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Laureano is going to throw to third base. Around third is Noda. He will score. The A's have trimmed the deficit. They now trail 3-2. Lawrence Butler snaps an 0-for-11, picks up his fourth RBI of the year.
This is A's Clubhouse.
I mean, if you want to go glass half full, yeah, you got the two hits by Geloff. You got a hit by Butler. No to walk twice today. Got to get him back into that mode. Saw him hit yesterday. Walked twice today. Getting on base. Nick Allen was on base three times today. I mean, that is seriously glass half full. But this is what you got. Got to get him going. Got to find a way, guys, to start hitting. And for Stripling, man, what a rough start of the year. After the year he had in San Francisco, 5 innings, 3 runs, takes the loss. He's 0-5. It's been forever since he's won a game. It has been rough sledding his start of the season after the year he had last year. Mike in Texas, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
What's going on, Johnny?
Rough weekend.
Well, I hate when I call anymore. I'm starting to sound like that old grouchy old guy. Get off my lawn. You know, it's just, But we're almost at the point of saying the definition of insanity. We keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. At some point, you've got to say, hey, I got to put my best guys in here. And you said this. You got to put Esty in there. You got to put the other guys in there that are hitting. You got to try something different. Because clearly what you're doing isn't. And I don't know why, but look at the other night. As soon as they brought in the left-hander, they switched to Rooker and left Brown in there to go Ofer. I mean, that ought to be his new nickname. But when are they going to look at it and say, we want to win? We don't care at this point about the splits. We don't care. Here's our best. Let's go with it. Let's see what we can get. And tip your hat to the Indians. It seemed that every time they got two outs, they just got better. I don't know.
Who'd you say is an Ofer?
Brownie.
Oh. Yeah, it's been a rough start for him. He got a base hit in the seventh. But, yeah, it's been – I mean, the guys that you need to generate offense – you haven't gotten it from Geloff. You haven't gotten it from Brown. I know people are gonna look at the Rooker, but Rooker's home runs are solo shots. It's just you're not getting offense where you need. You think the guys are gonna be your big guns. Your big guns gotta deliver. They gotta hit. I mean, look at Naylor. Josh Naylor, even Bo Naylor, how many hits did he have today? Bo Naylor had the double. But you look at Josh Naylor, this guy's hitting 325 with a 1,000 OPS. You know, Jose Ramirez, I do believe at some point will have a plaque in Cooperstown. I mean, their guys are coming to play, and that's kind of been their problem. The last couple of years, they don't have a ton of pop. They've relied on really good pitching. But right now, they're hitting. And Naylor is, what, 26, 27, something? He's kind of – I think he's 26. He's coming into his own. And his numbers, you know, when you're sporting 6 bombs and you're hitting 320-something with an over 1,000 OPS, he's starting to come into his own. So really good players – they're going to hit. They're going to come up feasting. Like, I mean, you can't wait. You're like running. There's runners on. You're running to the bat rack. Man, there's RBIs out there. That's contract. That's how you get big money. Solo shots are great, but let me tell you something. When it comes contract time, they know who hits solo shot. They put context to stats when it's contract time, right? They'll tell you when they really think how great your stats are is when they got to deliver more money to you. But you know, the guys that got you want, that's why I say it's good to go to New York, cuz a lot their guys make a lot of money, so you get to see that's what I want to be. And if you want to be one of those guys, you got to put up numbers. And when there's runners on, you got to hit when there's runners on. And you got to hit dingers and extra base hits and drive in runs. That's how you get paid. You want to get paid. You want to have generational wealth. You got to produce.
Well, it is, but you look at it like this, too. We're not hitting, so we need the best defense we can have out there.
True.
You cannot tell me that Seth Brown in left field is going to run down as many balls as Esty or however they configure the outfield. But if I'm going to Yankee Stadium and I have to cover that outfield, you cannot tell me an outfield of Esty and J.J. Bleday, and, you know, Law, that we can run a better defense out there than that. And right now we need to catch everything we can and run down everything we can to try and stay in games.
I agree. Because it's not like you're saying you're sacrificing offense because you've tried a lot of different lineups. And you've tried the, you know, we're going to stack lefties against righties, righties against lefties. You've tried everything so far, and it has struggled. You know, we talked about a different approach and going to be better at spring training. It's just, you know, there's certain games where you look in the strikeout category and you go, wow, that is a lot of Ks. And today, 12 more strikeouts today. That is a lot of strikeouts.
And you look at people's approach at the plate. The Indians, you could see their approach change, and the Indians go up there with two strikes or two outs. We're going to go the other way. We're going to flip the ball. We're going to do what we got to do. You're not seeing them taking mighty hacks. Too many of the A strikeouts. They're trying to pull the ball on a slow curve or a slider away, and they miss it by a lot. I don't know if it's approach that's being taught or what, but these guys need to be I don't know. It's at times you can see it. Okay, here it comes, two strikes. Here comes the off-speed pitch away, and we're going to miss it badly, and they are. So, don't know. But hope for the new series and hope for better results.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you very much for the phone call. You know, I just went to the stats, and man, Oakland, one of the tops in strikeouts. Here's something that's hard to believe. The Boston Red Sox. Now, it's not hard to believe because they're switching their style. The Boston Red Sox have way more stolen bases than the A's. Does that surprise you? Boston's leading the world in strikeouts right now, but they got 21 stolen bases. The A's only have 10. I didn't want to get into Ruiz today. I didn't want to get into it, but I get sucked right back into it. Yeah. You got 10 stolen bases. Where are the A's in stolen? You got a guy who led the American League in stolen bases last year, and you are 24. Remember, when we're doing these, there's still games being played out there, right? But right now, the A's are tied with the Giants in stolen bases. Giants are playing as we speak against the Snakes. Think about that. The Giants had the least amount of stolen bases in baseball last year. The least amount. No one was worse at taking advantage of the new rules than the San Francisco Giants. And right now, the A's are tied with them in stolen bases, and you've got the guy who led the American League and broke the rookie American League record for stolen bases. You have him, and you just got 10 in 22 games? In a time where they're like begging you to steal bases. We've seen it, right? We've seen these teams who are like, we're running. We're going to take advantage of it. It's a track meet. We just saw that team. That was the Washington Nationals. Nationals right now are tied with the Reds with 38. The A's have 10. What are we waiting for? We waiting for home runs to happen? Are we back to walks and home runs? We're back to a three true outcome without the true outcome of the home runs. We're back to the strikeouts and hoping for walks. Let's see where we are in walks as a team. Where do the A's rank in walks? 22nd. Where are the A's ranking dingers? 13th. So it's like, you're not stealing bags. You've gotten some home runs. You're not walking a ton. How are you going to score? How are you going to score? I know we're not lovers of the stolen base, but man. Let's see, who's got the most runs scored? You got the D-backs, you got the Guardians. You know, you got to be athletic. You got to be athletic. And it's hard to believe that you got this super athletic kid and he didn't even see the field today. And you scored 2 runs. And oh, by the way, Ruiz, he's one of the guys that's hit home runs. I mean, how about that? When you think about it, what's he got? Two of your 22? Ruiz has hit him? I mean, if you got to score runs, I don't know how you're a better team with him sitting on the bench. Didn't see the field today. Let's bring up his, let me get his total numbers here for you just to be fair. He's hitting 375, 2 home runs. Now, it's only in 16 at-bats, okay. But he's hitting 375, 2 home runs. He's got a 1,326 OPS. He's got a 287 OPS plus. That's only in 16 games. I get it, but that's all he's played. I can only give you what he's played. Baseball reference only tells you what he's done. That's what it says. He's a positive WAR. He's got 6 hits and 16 at-bats. He's been a productive player so far when you have played him. He didn't see the field today, and you scored 2 runs. It's safe to say it's a head-scratcher. It is a total head-scratcher. The number is 833-625-2278. More of your phone calls as we break down this loss to the Guardians 6-2. They're a good team, no question about it. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Does managing your health care feel like a full-time job? Bounced around from one doctor to the next? Did they get your lab results? Were you supposed to bring those? All the forms, the bills, the not a bills, the...
Press 4 to repeat these options.
Does healthcare have to be this way? At Kaiser Permanente, all of us work together to make healthcare easier. And with integrated care and coverage, all you have to do is focus on your health. Learn more at kp.org. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
1-0 pitch. That swung on a drive to right center. Well, going back is low, looks up, and it is gone! A three-run homer for Blade, and it's 3-1 Athletics.
You're listening to A's Cast.
So here's Ohapi, a right-handed hitter. Ohapi, it's a line drive.
In a leaping catch by Nick Allen going to his left at the rim of the outfield grass. Sensational play by Allen. Perfectly timed. He got up the ladder as high as he could possibly go.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. J.P. Sears, got to come up big tomorrow. And you're always fired up when you're playing your old team. He loved coming up through that organization. Knows a lot of guys on the team. Going to need a big outing from him. Think about it. It's a day game. It's a Monday morning day game. The Yankees will do this. That it was crazy just even thinking about it. Like, I was doing stuff today before the game, getting ready for the game, and just looking at the schedule, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a day game tomorrow. How many people play Monday day games? There can't be. I'm just going to check. Tomorrow, the 22nd. Yeah, there's only one day, a Monday morning day game. The Yankees do that. I wonder why they do that. It's Passover? That's why they're doing it? And they'll do this, Mike, multiple times throughout the year, if I remember correctly, because I know we've had Monday day games in the year. I mean, no one else is doing it. But, yeah, by the time you get on the plane, what's it? 5 o'clock East Coast time right now. I mean, they're not even at the plane yet. By the time you get on the plane, you fly into New York, you get in, it's Sunday night, you have a nice dinner, and then wham, you're right back at it. Well, now for us, it's 10 a.m. It's 1 o'clock there, obviously. It's a 1 o'clock game on a Monday after a Sunday game. So you don't have a whole lot of time to, you know, hey, going to sleep in, get to the ballpark, get the blood flowing, get a little workout in, 7 o'clock start, whatever, 6:40 start. Nope. You're getting into New York, get to bed, wake up, get on that early. Remember, these guys, Major League Baseball players, modern-day players, they get to the ballpark. No matter what time the game is, they're going to be super early. Early buses. We've talked about it with Mickey Morbido over the years, how it's just players, the modern-day player wants, they do a lot of work. They do. These guys work out. It's not like the old days, man. It's not like the old days where guys are, you know, the old days would be what? The old days would be like, we got a night in New York City. Because New York City, as we all know, it doesn't matter what night it is, you can find some fun. You can always find fun in New York. There's happening spots. There's certain spots that are these spots on pretty much anywhere. There's San Francisco. I mean, everywhere you go, there's going to be these are the spots on Sunday night. And you go to these spots. Well, there's always spots in New York. But the modern day guy, these guys are workout freaks. I applaud them. But yeah, but they're not the guys out boozing all night long. It's not this generation. I'm sure there's some that do it. But for the most part, that's not how these guys roll. These guys are going to go get a bite to eat, get up early, be on super early buses. And if the game's at 1 o'clock, they'll be at the ballpark like 8, 9 a.m. It's a quick turnaround. Super quick. Let's get it rolling. Robert, that is a total cheap shot on the great Bartolo Colon. Bartolo two slices Colon, come on. But they're coming for your lunch money. They're not going to feel sorry for you at all. They're going to look at. They're going to look to mop the floor with you and pad their stats. What are you going to do about it? Let's see for four games. Who are these A's early? Who are they? And will they be able to stand up to the challenge? Mark Kotze spoke briefly with the meeting after the game. Here is the skipper.
Yeah, it was a tough series. Obviously, this team is a good baseball team. You know, we had challenges with putting guys away today, really. You know, I think there were five runs scored. We had two strikes on a hitter, two outs. You know, and that's what this team does. They grind out bats out. I mean, you saw the Jimenez a bat off strip early, and then there the 0-2 pitch to, you know, the Naylor, a chance to, you know, keep the game at 3-2, give us a chance. So, yeah, I mean, they added on, and they did it back-to-back days in the series, and really that's kind of the telling story.
It's kind of similar to when they played you guys in Oakland, where it just seems like any little mistake you guys make, maybe kind of –
Yeah, I mean, that's what really good teams do. They do capitalize on mistakes. And, you know, this team, from a hitting standpoint, you know, you make mistakes and they end up taking advantage of it. So, you know, throughout that lineup, they put the ball in play. They don't strike out a ton. And, you know, that's where we really battled today with, you know, getting ahead of guys and just not being able to finish.
I would think of Stripling's outing.
Again, you know, for Strip, I mean, you know, he just couldn't finish, you know, and I mean, obviously he's more of a contact pitcher. I thought we played, you know, good defense overall, even in the series. And, you know, they found holes and they take good at bats. And they, you know, for Strip, I mean, five innings with three runs, he still gave us an opportunity to be in the game, be competitive. You know, back-to-back days at 3-2, I think, in the seventh, and we let it get away from us.
Offensively, you guys were able to get some hits, but a lot of guys left on base. What do you think? Just the at-bats.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big hit, right? I mean, Shea hits a good ball, you know, and that pinch hit at bat to left center. It doesn't quite get it, but, you know, that would have been our big hit to put us ahead in that inning. You know, so it's been a challenge to get that big hit, get that two-strike hit with, you know, runners in scoring position, or that two-out hit with runners in scoring position. And, you know, our offense, I mean, we need to score more runs. We don't have very much – you know, very little margin for error on the pitching side, and you know, when you're down a run, it's, you know, and your offense isn't scoring, it's a challenge.
There is no doubt, and we are not far away from a certain mentality that you don't want your pitchers to have. Something that we have talked about with Scott Emerson before in the past. They start getting this mentality, it's bad news. I'll tell you what that is next, right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. With new Skechers Slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place. So just step in them and go. Find new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code EARN.
Where does one community end and the next begin? Across the railroad tracks? On the other side of the river? Is it between the east side and the west side? At Comerica Bank, we believe it's all one community, and we're all part of it. That's why Comerica has invested over $20 million for affordable housing, financial education, and workforce development in lower-income communities. Because when we raise expectations for everyone, we all rise. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'scast. That's athletics.com/A'scast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's, only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'scast today.
This is Chris Townsend. I'm proud to announce our year two partnership with Link Soul. They've changed my wardrobe and they can do the same for you. And right now their spring collection is fabulous. Natural fabrics and versatile styles, perfect for this time of the year. And they want to introduce their performance line for golf, premium for on-course apparel design, and to keep you cool and drive. Check it all out, linksoul.com. That's linksoul.com. Remember, look good, play good.
Nestled in the hills of San Jose, minutes from Silicon Valley, Cinnabar Hills Golf Club offers 27 holes of championship golf, a first-class pro shop, practice facility, and great food in the grill. This time of year also means family and business get-togethers. Let the folks at Cinnabar Hills make your event unforgettable while enjoying their award-winning venue. It's all there for you. Championship golf, a great space for any events, and incredible food. See it all at CinnabarHills.com. That's CinnabarHills.com.
This is the place where you can dance like nobody's watching, win like nobody's business, and get away like you mean it. So what are you waiting for? Come join the party. Take that evening out and make it a night you'll never forget. This kind of action can't be beat.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Left-hander from the third base side of the rubber. He checks second out of the plate in the pitch. That swung on and popped up. That's a big out. Second baseman Gelov called off by Allen. The infield fly rule called as Allen makes the catch on the infield grass, and there are two away. That's a huge out. And here is Andrés Giménez.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Time now. Before I do that, I got to pay off the tees, as they like to say. What you don't want, and it's just human nature, you can't stop it. Scott Emerson, I will have the conversation with him, the pitching coach, the pitching doctor, as George, who is now in Tokyo, Japan, has nicknamed him. Do, 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 Dr.
The
Emo.
Data doesn't lie.
And pitching coaches deny this. They don't want to bring it up, but it is true. Pitchers are human beings too, folks. And they know when the offense doesn't hit, they know they can't give up any runs. And that starts becoming a really, really, really bad thought process for a pitcher. Because you don't want the starter to think, I gave up a run. Uh-oh, I've lost. No, we're done. I've given up two runs, done. Because now you start pitching to the scoreboard. Like, you're trying to be too fine. Instead of just focusing on the pitch, on the hitter, making the right pitch at the right time, staying in the moment, you're always thinking, oh, my God, I can't. Oh, my God, I can't. I can't. And whenever you start thinking, oh, my God, I can't have this happen. If this happens, that's a bad thought process. It's like a golfer getting up on the tee and saying, don't go left, don't go left, don't go left. And I'm speaking from experience as a guy that thinks he likes to play a draw but turns into a hook pretty quick. There's water on the left, don't go left. Well, what happens when you're saying in your mind, there's water on the left, don't go left? Well, guess what? You either go left or you block it so right you hit it off the planet. Because all you're thinking about is negative stuff. When humans think of negative stuff, bad stuff happens. And that's what happens with pitchers. Starters. I can't give up any runs because my offense doesn't score. And the problem is, our game is built for offense. Tight strike zones, small ballparks, juice balls, juice bats. Allegedly still juice players. I mean, everything is built for offense. Everything that they do, the equipment's built for it. Rules have been changed. Hell, you can only throw over twice. You throw over that third time, you don't get them. They want offense. They're encouraging offense. So as a starter, you know that. So you go out on the mound and you start thinking, man, I give up two runs, three runs, I'm toast. That is a bad, bad mindset. That's like right now with Cleveland, they don't have that. They came in averaging whatever it was, 7.5 runs per game. Well, if your team is averaging 7.5 runs per game and you're a starter and you go out and give up a couple runs, you're not pressing because you think your guys will score. Just keep us in the game. Get outs. Get innings. Give me innings. Give me outs. Focus on just getting outs. Not, oh my God, if I allow this guy to score, we're in trouble. I'm a little afraid we're going to be getting to that point early. And the pitching coach will say, you can't worry about that. And that's like, that's a lie. I know it for a fact. That's not how human beings work. Coaches can say whatever they want to the media, but they really know. They know your guys are going to start thinking about that. There needs to be a few games where there's some crooked runs being put up by the A's. Two runs, three runs, four runs. You know, maybe some double-digit scores. Yankee Stadium is a place you can do that. And you may have to get into some slugfest. Rise to the occasion. Rise. The media is all there. Everybody's watching the Yankees right now. For God's sakes, if the Yankees are halfway decent, everybody's paying attention. This sport wants the Yankees to win. It's crazy, but it's true. They want them to win. There is a total belief that Yankees are good, the sport is better. That's why everybody picks them to win. I mean, I couldn't believe when I was looking at preview stuff, you're picking the Yankee. I mean, first of all, you're picking the Yankees to win it all, or you're picking the Yankees to be in the World Series? You're picking them over the Orioles? To win the division? Yeah, well, because the mindset is in our sport, Yankees, Yankees, Yankees. Can't get them on TV enough. You can't promote them enough. Well, this is your chance to go there and have all those people that eyeballs are on. Nobody's watching more baseball than people following the Yankees. Well, this is your chance to shine. The bright lights are on. Your chance to shine as an A's player. Put up some offense. And get the pitchers out of that mentality, because that mentality of, I have to be perfect, I have to be fine, is not a way to go out on the mound as a starter. As a reliever, obviously, that your job is different. But as a starter, I need innings, I need outs, and I don't want the starters thinking they got to be perfect. You're going to give up some runs. But it can't be, oh my God, gave up some runs, this thing's over. That's a bad way to play. And hopefully, I am not bringing that up at all the next 4 days. Let's get to the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Chichancey Gold Resort and Casino. Join the ultimate party at Chichancey, where the excitement never stops. Games in progress. Baby Yaz has just hit a home run. And the Giants are on top of the D-backs 2-1. That's in the fifth over across the bay. Mariners and Rockies are scoreless in the eighth. No, not in the Pacific Northwest. This is at good old Coors Field. How about that? How many people do you think bet the under in that game? Whoever bets an under at Colorado, it's 0-0. Mariners, Rockies in the eighth at Coors Field. Unbelievable. 2-2 in the bottom of the fifth, Blue Jays and Padres. Some history has gone on at Dodger Stadium. Mets are really hot, but the Dodgers are out to a 7-0 lead, and history was made at Chavez Ravine.
Nothing won the count on Ohtani. Lux leaning off first, thought about going, stays. And Ohtani turns on the ball. Deep right field into the pavilion. Halfway up the pavilion. Nobody moved. They just watched it fly. A two-run homer for Shohei Ohtani. It's 2-0 Dodgers. 423 feet for Shohei Ohtani. And a little slice of history with that homer. With that long ball, his 176th of his career, the most ever for a Japanese-born major leaguer.
Yeah, he passes Godzilla, former A. Matsui was a terrific player. 7-0 right now. Dodgers lead the Mets in the bottom of the fifth inning. Later on tonight, Sunday Night Baseball, we've got Rangers and Braves. Looks like it's going to be a double dip at Coors Field after this nothing-nothing game so far in the eighth. They're going to play later on. It's going to be a makeup game. It was 6-0 Nationals over the Astros. Astros shutout. That is awesome. Astros now 7-16. Red Sox down the Pirates 6-1. Phillies take down the White Sox 8-2. White Sox now 3-18. It was the Big Red Machine shutting out the Angels 3-0. Orioles shut out the Royals 5-0. Orioles are 14-7. A's are going to be heading there after New York. Tigers 6, Twins 1. It was the Brew Crew over the Cardinals 2-0. Brewers are 14-6, and the Marlins get a win over the Cubbies at Wrigley Field 6-3. Yankees and Rays, what was the big one in this one?
1-1, grounded hard right side of the infield, squeaks through a base hit for Rizzo. Soto around third, easily scores standing up. Stanton up to second, RBI single, Anthony Rizzo, and the Yankees strike first in the bottom of the first inning. It's 1-0 Yanks.
Well, that wasn't the big one, but in the end, 5-4, the winner, the Yankees over the Rays. Always a good battle between those two. Well, we're going to leave you with not a great taste in our mouths. A's lose 6-2. A's lose the series. They get swept. Cleveland goes 6-1 against the Athletics this year. They're plus 33 run differential is actually a pretty big deal, because the last time they had a plus 33 run differential against a team in a seven-game series, or I should say in seven games during a season, last time they had a plus 33 run differential, that was against the Halos back in 2016. Guardians are rolling. Team batting average of over 300, averaging 7.5 runs per game. Their bullpen has been electric. Their starters have been good. Steven Vogt, congratulations. Off to a phenomenal start. They didn't win their 15th game last year until May 6th. They're now 16-6, the best record. I'm happy for Steven, no question. A wonderful start for the new Indian skipper. All right, that is going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow morning. Get ready to rock. We are going to be A's total at 925. Wow. Monday morning, 925. It's going to be bacon and A's again. First pitch is going to be at 10:05. We're going to hear from the AAA manager. Had him on A's Cast Live. We're going to replay some of that for you. Mark Kotze will be with Vince. First pitch going to be 10:05. Rodon against Sears. Two southpaws on the mound. Be nice to get off to a good start. A four-game set at Yankee Stadium. Not a lot of time to sleep. Not a lot of time to breathe. Boys, be ready to play tomorrow at 10:05. In New York, it'll be 1:05. But for us, that's what matters. It's 10:05. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful sun. It's gorgeous out. Enjoy the rest of this Sunday, and we'll see everybody tomorrow right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of the Oakland Athletics.